Thank you so much, Cathy, for your time. You published an article about privacy and home voice assistant in March on the Conversation website. Could you please start with what voice profiling is and what are the use cases for voice profiling?
Sure, Zoe. So voice profiling is basically where we build a picture of the characteristics of somebody's voice. So everybody speaks differently. So there's a whole range of characteristics that can differ from speaker to speaker, like pitch. So I speak quite low for a woman. Some people will speak higher and some people will speak much lower. So we have variation in pitch. We have variation in something that we call prosody, which is like the rhythm and the pace that somebody speaks at. So some people speak really, really quickly indeed, and you have to listen really closely to hear them. And some people speak a lot slower. So prosody is the pace or the rhythm of the speech. Some people speak with a particular accent, so different sounds will sound differently. So, people, for example, who come from different countries and learn English as a second or third or fourth language will often speak with a different accent to the people around them. And so, those different characteristics help to create a unique profile of somebody's voice.
It means that people are profiled by their speech patterns. People are can be assessed by the sound of their voices, for example, which is unique, and they can, reveal their feelings. So I wanted to ask to add this one. The voice is biometric. Is that right?
But yes, it is considered to be biometric information because it's information that's produced from the body. So, for example, other forms of biometric information would be things like fingerprints or DNA, gait analysis, another thing that's produced from the body.
What are the broader implications of voice profiling in an age of agentic AI? And could you please explain to our listeners about agentic AI?
Sure. So voice profiling, I'm going to answer this question by going back a couple of steps. Voice profiling has lots of different use cases, so places where it can be used that are separate to agentic AI or that were used before agentic AI. So voice profiling can distinguish speakers who are speaking in the same setting. So, for example, Zoe, if we did a transcript of this recording, speaker identification and voice profiling could be used to identify when Zoe was speaking and when Kathy was speaking. So it's very useful in transcription. And in voice assistance, voice profiling can be used to distinguish between multiple speakers in the same space or in the same room. So with voice assistance, voice profiling can be used to, for example, stop children from taking particular actions on the voice assistant. So you don't want children ordering things through the voice assistant. And often children speak with a very different pitch. So they speak with a very high pitch. And that's one of the things that's used to distinguish children from adult voices. But when we think about voice profiling in transcription or voice profiling with voice assistants, it also has much broader implications. And it's now being tied to something that we're calling agentic AI. So, agentic AI basically means that we have AI agents, so programs that operate autonomously, agents that undertake actions or tasks on behalf of a user. Basically, the AI agents are acting as the agents of the human who's getting them to do work. And some examples of the tasks that we might get an AI agent to do would be things like booking airline tickets or making a hairdresser's appointment. But the really interesting piece here is that AI agents, agentic AI, needs a lot of our preferences to be able to operate on our behalf in order to complete those tasks. So if we think about booking airline tickets, the agentic AI needs to know what our preferred airline is, what our home airport is, what our frequent flyer number might be for a particular airline, whether we have any dietary requirements, whether we have a preference for direct flights or stopovers. So agentic AI in order to be really useful, needs to have a lot of profile information, a lot of preference information about us. And another example might be booking a hairdresser's appointment. The agentic AI needs to know what our location is, what our preferred hairdresser is, what hairstyle or service we require. And so by tying our voice profile to our preferences, we can start to use our voice to instruct agentic AI. So if I said something like, book a flight from Melbourne to Sydney to a voice assistant, an agentic AI voice assistant, that voice assistant might be able to use my voice profile and the set of preferences that are tied to my voice profile to complete that agentic AI task. So our voice profile is now being connected to broader ecosystems, to agentic AI, systems of preferences, and services or APIs that allow AI agents to perform tasks.
Wow, a lot of information, personal information about us. Yeah. So, would voice profiles help companies to better target advertising to us?
And in fact, this is the whole premise of a really, really good book in this space by Professor Joe Turo called The Voice Catchers. And in that book, Professor Turo digs, he's a professor of media, so his specialty area is really media and how advertising operates in the media. So he comes at this from a media and advertising perspective rather than a technical perspective. And he shows how over, the past few years, voice assistant companies have sold voice assistants at very, very low prices with the incentive of getting those voice assistants into our homes. In business, this type of strategy is called a loss leader strategy, where you sell something at very low cost to be able to get an increased market share. And so what's happening now is that because voice assistants have come into our homes, the companies that use those voice assistants are now looking to see how they can profit from those voice assistants that are now sitting in our homes. And one of the ways that, or one of the ways that companies can see to raise revenue or generate a revenue stream from voice assistants is through advertising. And if we have really specific voice profiles that are tied to preferences, that makes it really easy for advertising companies to target ads to me, for example, through a voice assistant or based on voice information. So, for example, if an agentic AI knows that my nearest airport is Melbourne Airport and I regularly fly to Sydney, that makes it very easy for them to target adverts to me about, Melbourne to Sydney flight offers or things to do in Sydney or, airport transfers in Melbourne. So yes, voice profiling is one way that advertisers can collect more information to granularly target people for advertising.
And smartphones actually, or smart speakers, are connected to advanced machine learning and deep ne neur neural network programs, and then they connect to advertising companies, right?
And so what we're seeing is that smart speakers can be connected to different ecosystems. So, for example, if you have a Google device in your home, that's connected to the Google ecosystem. If you have an Amazon device in your home, that's connected to the Amazon ecosystem. And if you have an Apple device in your home, that's connected to the Apple system. So when we start to think about voice profiles, what we need to think about is not just the voice profile where it's collected or where you're using it, but what place it has in much broader ecosystems of technology. And we need to start thinking more broadly about where else that voice profile can be used within an ecosystem. So, for example, if we think about if you have a voice profile and a company has created a voice profile of you, and then we start to think about how voice is being used inside cars. So at the moment, you might speak to your car's driving console to undertake commands like control the GPS or to play music or that sort of thing, or to, to ring someone from your car. One of the patents that I've seen recently by the Ford Motor Company, what Ford wants to do and the technology that they've patented is to take information from what's being said in the car, so what the passengers are speaking about, and then use that information to target ads to the car's console. So the console that shows directions or GPS information. What they want to do is use what's being talked about in the car and picked up through microphones to be able to target advertising to the car's console. And if we think about how voice profiles might be used to facilitate that, it's not just what the people in the car are talking about. You could also potentially use a voice profile, and I need to be clear, this isn't what Ford has patented. But you can see how they could use what they have patented, this in-car advertising system, and connect it to voice profiles so that they have very, very detailed information about the person who might be driving the car or the passengers in the car to target, to even further target advertising within the car. So it's about thinking about voice profiles as part of much broader ecosystems of technology.